Hi, everyone. This is Vicki with the Ask Spirit Now show. I am so excited to be with you this evening. I have been off for a couple of weeks, and I just want to let you know that every Friday evening now at 9 Eastern and 6 Pacific, I will be on the Ask Spirit Now show, and I am so excited to be with you this evening. I have a special guest, and her name is Reverend Rose Gauthier. She is from Fort Myers, Florida, and we will be having her on very shortly. I just want to ask everyone this evening, just for all that you've been through this week, I am so appreciative that you have chosen to be here this evening, and I want to just ask everyone just to take a real deep breath and bring the breath up into your heart. Just feel the breath going into your heart and holding it for just a moment. And then just letting that breath go out so that we can all be connected together. And let's just do that one more time. Just breathe into your heart. Ah, and then just let it go. And as we gather tonight, as you know, when we all come together, there's always a main purpose that we all have together in being here. And I just want to thank you so much. I also want to let you know that we are so excited, Rose and I both, we are going to be offering until May 15th, 8 quantum clairvoyance readings, and the first 4 that call Rose will get it for $50, which is a very big professional fee that we're giving for everyone, and the first 4 that call me will also be getting that same professional fee. So we're real excited. We'll be giving you the phone numbers, and you can contact me through Ask Spirit Now. So right now, Rose, let me just introduce Reverend Rose. She has the Rose Spiritual Center in Fort Myers, and she does healing sessions, past life regression. She does a lot of psychic readings and parties here in the Fort Myers area, and she does workshops here in the Fort Myers area. Her specialty is Yandi, and that is why I've asked her to come on. Just to let you know a little bit about Reverend Rose's credentials, she is an ordained minister of the Church of Wisdom. She also, as well as I, has her Doctor of Metaphysical Healing, and she's a holistic health practitioner. So I want to just welcome Rose, and Rose, if you'll just tell us a little bit about what Yandi is, and also I'd like to hear about your journey within. I understand you're doing a Journey Within workshop. So here's Rose.
Thank you, Vicki, and it's a pleasure to be here with you and all of your radio guests, and I can definitely feel the love. All of you out there did a wonderful job of breathing in that love. Yandi's Inner Light is a type of holistic therapy, and what this therapy does, it works with the inner child and the adult. And no, you don't have an inner child running around inside of you, but the inner child is a symbol for your emotions, and the adult is a symbol for your thoughts. And unfortunately, based on our experiences and the lives that many of us have led, we have taken on some faulty thoughts and emotions and subconsciously have repressed these things. And they do direct our life, and our lives sometimes tend to have problems in them or a lack of joy. And by going deep inside to these faulty thoughts and emotions, you can retrieve them, bring them to the surface, heal them, and just open things up in a beautiful, loving way in your life.
Well, Rose, let me just ask you, you're the only Yandi specialist therapist here in the Florida area, is that correct? Or at least in the Fort Myers area, is that right?
In Southwest Florida.
Okay. So let's just say someone was in this area and they wanted to come to your Rose Spiritual Center. Tell me how would you know that person, or how would that person know that they would benefit from Yandi?
Well, many, many people can benefit from this type of work, especially people who have suffered some type of trauma as a child or an adult. and emotional or trauma would definitely qualify for this type of work. What happens is I do work with children. I also work with adults, and many of the adults that come to me are typically middle-aged or so. At about that time in your life, you start questioning, is there anything else? You know, what's going on? I'm not happy. I don't like my job. My relationship is falling apart. So a lot of things could be going on in that person's life, and they'll start looking for assistance and get to the bottom line and see what's going on in their life.
That's excellent. Well, one thing I want to mention, and I want to talk to everyone about the spiritual healing. It is becoming very profound in our society, especially with the new beginnings that we're all feeling, the transformational, the self-ascension that all of us are feeling now that are spiritually connected. And I want to just always let you know that when you're seeking out a spiritual healer or someone, make sure that you look at their credentials. Make sure that you know that they also have had a tremendous amount of healing. And let's talk about that, Rose, because a lot of people will say that they're spiritual healing, and I, you know what I'm really kind of going after here is that I have found that as I become more healed and I go through more of my progressions and my self-ascension, that I'm even able to assist and service people even more through my training, and I know that you have had a tremendous amount of training as well. Talk to me a little bit about what your thoughts are on that.
Well, Vicki, I totally agree with you. As you heal yourself and become healthy emotionally and mentally, that totally opens up your heart, and it's so much easier to cope with some of the mishaps in life or with other people that are not as healthy emotionally or mentally. You are more patient. Various things happen as you grow spiritually and become healthy mentally and emotionally.
Well, that makes total sense. One thing I wanted to talk about in spiritual healing and in spiritual guidance is it's always energy-based. It's a method of removing blocks and self-limiting thoughts and emotions. And as some of you may know, I am getting my PhD in Rohan therapy. And Rohan therapy is only taught in one place in the whole world, and it's at the Rohan Institute in McKaysville, Georgia, and that's so interesting. You know, you think of Georgia as more of an area that would not be as spiritual as, say, California or Florida or some of the other areas, but Patricia Hayes is a master metaphysician and channeler, and she's just one of the powerhouses of our world today and in the field of spiritual and intuitive development. And she is the one who founded, with the help of Dr. Rohan, one of the single most effective and in-depth methods of spiritual psychotherapy, and it is called Rohan. And just like Rose does with the Yandi, it can only be done in person, although all the spiritual counseling that I do involves the thoughts and the feelings. But it is just a very wonderful self-enlightenment, which blends both spiritual and psychological processes for the evolution of the individual. And Rohan, it connects you with your spirit, your higher self. Some people call that the loving self. It helps you to forgive yourself, not just, and I know I want to discuss this a little bit with Rose too, and in forgiveness of ourselves. Let's talk about that a little bit, Rose, because so many people talk about forgiving others, which is very important. But what are your thoughts on the forgiving of yourself?
Well, I actually think that forgiving yourself is a very, very powerful thing to do. And many of us don't really see that we have hurt ourselves, but in all reality we have. By not forgiving someone else, you are hurting yourself. The self-judgment or talking to yourself, that wasn't good, you're not good enough. All those things hurt yourself. whether on a conscious or subconscious level. And it's really important to release that information. If not, it does affect your heart, and I have seen that with clients. It closes up the heart. All of us want to walk around with a beautiful, loving heart and let that love come out. But lack of forgiveness of self and self-judgments, those will close up the heart.
Right. Well, I know one thing that Rohan and Yandi do is it helps to connect you with your spirit and your higher self. And in the forgiveness of yourself and others, it helps to release the past, and it helps to clear faulty thoughts and unbalanced emotions. Those things can attract negative thoughts. And so much talk is about the law of attraction, like attracts like. And when you start to work in the inner core of your total being, that is when the law of attraction shifts. It isn't just about saying all day long, I feel great, I am abundant, I have self-worth. You really have to get in there and do some of the work to clear up that subconscious. And I'd like to know a little bit about where you sit with that, with your Yandi. How does that affect the law of attraction and change people's lives so they really live the life they want?
Well, the Yandi will help them go deep into their core and find their core fears and faulty thoughts. And with an individual being able to find this, it again will be able to heal them of these things. And by healing these faulty thoughts or these self-judgmental emotions and different things like that, they can attract abundance. They can attract joy. They become much more self-aware and caring. And that's when the law of attraction is at its fullest with them. But when you're going around with closed heart and beating yourself up and abusing yourself in many ways. It could be codependency. It could be substance abuse. It could be the inability to express or feel love. All of these things will affect the law of attraction. And the purpose of the Yandi therapy is to help one with that, to open up all these channels so you can have the beautiful, joyful, loving life that the universe intends for all of us.
Yes. And one of the issues, I know Rose and I both do a lot of spiritual readings or psychic readings, and one of the questions that always comes up for myself, and actually last night Rose and I did a psychic panel, and so many people have questions about relationships, and I want to share my feelings on this, and then I want to pass this to Rose as well. But so many times in our lives, we judge ourselves and say, oh my goodness, no one is loving me right now. I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have a husband. Or I've had too many husbands or not enough husbands or whatever, or wives or girlfriends. And one of the issues that I feel is sometimes we go through our journeys and it isn't necessarily that we have to have someone in our lives, because many times, and I'm in that space right now where I am learning more about myself and learning about codependency, and I'm highly trained in that, as is Rose, and in Rohan, you learn to completely handle codependency. It is so deep in so many of our relationships, and we wonder why we have the same type of relationship, even though they may have a different name and a different face. And it is very important in the law of attraction to find out our inner core issues, what some people call them our shadows, some of the depths of what we're all healing from, and all of us heal forever. As long as we're on planet Earth, we're going to be going through journeys of spiritual enlightenment. But I just like your thoughts on, when you do readings, I know that a lot of people are always asking about relationships, and how do you handle that, Rose, with the timing and just different issues about that?
Well, you're correct, Vicki. Many, many people do ask about relationships. And one of the main reasons is because it could be that they're not happy alone. They don't have that peace within. And when you are healthy mentally and emotionally, and you find that peace within, that joy of self, then that's the energy that you exude out into the world, and you will attract the correct person into your life. You will attract someone else who has peace within and joy of life and other characteristics. And many people ask about that relationship, and what it takes is for us to be comfortable with ourselves first. Sometimes spirit will give an answer and say, yes, someone's coming in about a year or so. And other times, you know, there's healing that needs to be done, especially for those of us who have suffered as children and have had tremendous trauma and abuse, and we do need to heal those aspects so we don't find ourselves in a codependent relationship, because that's what typically happens.
Right. Well, one area of healing, too, that I want to, because we are discussing different types of modalities, there is, both Rose and I are graduates of the Arthur Ford International Academy of Mediumship, and since 1974, the Arthur Ford Academy has been in operation, and it was founded by, well, Arthur Ford, who is deceased now, but he's on the other side quite alive, believe me. And I just wanted to talk about mediumships, because every time that I have done a reading, or like in your readings, Rose, I understand a lot of people ask about their deceased ones. And I want to look at that, because I have found through the years that in helping people to realize that they can communicate with those who have crossed over, they're probably, I hear, more alive than we are in many, many, many instances. And how that can heal, I don't know that people know that they can get a reading. I mean, I offer them, Rose offers them, and communicating with those loved ones that have crossed over. So I just like some of your experiences with that, Rose.
Yes, quite often people, they just want to know, is their loved one still okay? Does their loved one still see them? And that's so important for us, especially when you have such a strong love connection and you can't pick up the phone and call them. You can't drive over to their home and visit with them once they've crossed over. But let me tell you, based on the experiences I've had with readings, our loved ones are never, ever gone. They are always, always there for you. And once you start explaining to them, perhaps you're working during the day and you're very, very focused on the job at hand, and all of a sudden a thought of your loved one comes into your head totally out of the blue. And do you know what that means? That means they are there right next to you, attempting to contact you, to let you know they're there. They love you. And that's so very important for those of us that are left behind. We do want to know that they're still with us and that they truly love us.
Yes. And I just want to remind everyone, in case you're just tuning in, that Rose and I both are going to be offering 8 quantum clairvoyance readings. They are very, very powerful readings. And we're going to give a professional rate of $50 for an hour, and even if it runs over. And I want to give you Rose's. Rose can be reached at the Rose Spiritual Center in Fort Myers, Florida. Her phone number is 239-362-3917. And I can also be reached through my AskSpiritNow.com website. And also my phone number is 770-735-2056. And I'm in Georgia. But we do readings over the phone, both of us, and we do them all over the country and internationally as well. But we are offering the first 4 people for Rose and the same for me. for that professional rate. And we are so excited about doing these because it's such a beautiful connection with spirit. It is like you get to go home in these, in all the readings, but these especially, you get to go home and be connected because we are visiting here on planet Earth. We are actually, when we transcend, we go home. And I would just like to share, Rose, how you work with the quantum clairvoyance readings and just share a little bit about that.
Yes, the quantum clairvoyance reading is slightly different from some of the other intuitive readings I do. I do several different types of readings. I do relationship readings and allow people to attempt to connect to their loved ones. But the quantum clairvoyance reading tends to take you to a higher level, and the client is able to get some detailed information and direction, which way to go on an item. What are my opportunities or various paths or that I can take? And again, in any type of reading, it's always up to the client. The final decision is for them to make, because only they truly know in their heart what is right for them. When we obtain information from the universe, from the divine, for them, it's for them to make the decision. We as readers cannot tell them what to do. They must make that decision themselves and go into their heart and know what to do with the information. So I always look at reading as a window of opportunity. They can take the information and use it, or they can toss it. But it is always up to them.
That's so true. We are all so self-empowered. And one of the beautiful aspects of the quantum clairvoyance reading, and I do Akashic Records readings, as does Rose, and what's so beautiful is when you go into your Akashic Records, and that's another healing modality, and it truly is a healing, because you get to access your whole soul's journey. It is a complete access of everything, every thought, every feeling, every experience that you have had since the beginning of time. It is a vibrational recording. And what is so powerful about this is that when you say vibrational recording, you're meaning everything that has to do with the law of attraction that we so much hear about. The like versus, you know, attracts like. So if you've got issues that you need past life regressions for to bring forth your beautiful gifts and bring forth those challenges that need to be worked on, this can completely shift in the Akashic Records what's going on with what you're attracting in your life. And I know that, Rose, you've had some, I've had wonderful experiences with my Akashic Records and as far as readings go, and I simply love doing them. And I want to invite you all, Rose does them as well as myself, and I want to invite you as well to contact us if you're looking to find out why sometimes your life is attracting something that you don't necessarily want to attract. And give us your comments on that, Rose.
I agree. The Akashic Records are a beautiful, beautiful place to go. Again, that, as you stated, there's information about your past life. The Akashic Records have every thought, every feeling, every deed that you ever did, are doing, and will do in there. And Spirit so loves us that they want to assist us and guide us, and the information is totally available for us to tap into.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of people can channel in the Akashic Records. Some believe that the Akashic Records are not trans-channeling, and the beautiful part about the Akashic Record readings is that when you're in your Akashic Records, you have full consciousness. This is not hypnotherapy. This is not where you go into a trance where you don't remember anything. You have full consciousness. And when you're working with someone who's doing a reading for you, you get to ask questions, and you get to get those questions. It's not lot about time. And one of the big issues I want to discuss right now, that since I've mentioned this, and by the way, it isn't fortune telling, is that when you're doing a reading, and I want to educate everyone that's listening this evening, because so many people get frustrated because a psychic or a spiritual person is talking to them about the timing. But what happens is that you have free will. And let's just say myself, and I will, you know, I'm sure Rose will share this with you too. Let's just say that we feel like that the fall is going to bring a new relationship in for you or a new job. But the truth is you have free will and you can go off and do something that will alter that timing. And I think that frustrates so many people because they say, but she's such a wonderful reader, but yet she said that I was going to have that relationship in the fall. And then we forget that that relationship, he has free will too. Or in this case, if you're a man and you're or whatever you're liking, is it, it doesn't matter to me. We're open and non-judgmental. And it's just like whoever you're attracting in your life, they have free will too. So you got two different people with free will, and then you also, you have divine timing. You have soul contracts, which I also want to get into. We're covering a lot of ground tonight, but these are so many questions that I get, and as well as you, Rose. So talk to us a little bit about what some of the issues that come up with you when you do your cycle panels and your psychic fairs and your readings, and people want to know precisely what time something's going to happen.
Actually, when I do readings and psychic panels, there's typically three questions that come up: my job, my relationship, and my finances. And those are the major important things for many, many of us. And I agree 100% with you, Vicki. Timing is very important. And yes, we do have free will. And when we are doing a reading as a reader, the things that Spirit shows us, I see pictures and I do hear things, and I know you do as well, are for the client at that particular moment. And yes, they do have free will and they do change. We make hundreds of decisions a day that can change absolutely everything in our life. So, especially when events involve other people, it's very difficult to give a specific time. But at the moment that you're getting the reading, if you make this particular decision, then it's likely that next month or in the fall you'll have that new job. But if decisions are made other than what was seen at the reading, or the company decides to move to a new location, or the supervisor decides to do the work himself, then that job won't come through. So our life is always ever-changing. It's not stagnant. So readings are for a particular time frame. It's at the moment that it's being read.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And one of the issues that come up so much in readings is that people want to know the specifics of that. But there's also, I have found in my own life that when I really wanted something, like I tended to push it away because the wanting tends to push away. And I feel even when we decide and we give great gratitude for what we already have, there are still lessons that we have to learn. And sometimes if we bring somebody in and it isn't the right timing, then at that point in time, it isn't really on our soul's journey to do that. And I have found through meeting hundreds of healers and spiritual people that not everyone has a relationship at this time, and it doesn't mean anything is invalid with the person or that they're not loving or that their heart is not open. It just means that in this space and time, it is the right time for other actions and other relationships. And what do you get with that? Because, you know, last night Rose and I did a psychic panel, and there were so many wonderful people that wanted to know about their relationships. And, you know that they're going to have one, but there is a timing issue with the soul contracts. And I want to get into that. I just get so excited about the soul contracts and free will. I really want to get into this this evening, Rose, because, you know, we have our soul contracts. We made agreements before we came in that at this moment in time, we are going to meet this person. So talk to me a little bit about how you connect up with that, with the soul contracts and free will.
Well, free will is a very beautiful gift that the universe has given each and every single one of us. And prior to coming here, we do make plans. I'm going to be born at this particular date with these parents, and I'm going to grow up in the city, and when I'm 50 years old, I'm moving to another city, and I will meet you then. And we all agree on this prior to coming here. But again, as we go through life, the beautiful gift of free will could change some of those things. And but we do eventually meet up with each other. The thing about relationships, though, is in these readings, people want so much detail. They truly want that love of their life, and they want to know when, where, the name, the exact moment they're going to meet. And those are things that the universe doesn't give us. Those aren't details that we are given because of those soul contracts and the ability for us to freely change that.
Yes, yes. Well, I wanted to let everyone know that I actually pulled some cards today. I am a tarot card reader, and I simply love cards. I think they're very validating, and I picked one today for everyone, and it's called The Flow of Prosperity. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting that, and I want Rose and I both to talk to you about it, because when we have a flow of prosperity, we actually have to feel in our hearts that we are, and I say heart because that's the presence of our spiritual self, our base of who we are. It's our connection with our source, regardless of what we call spirit, God, whatever. And the flow of prosperity is available for everyone. It's just so difficult. I hear people telling me this every day. How, Vicki, can I feel prosperous when I've got bills coming in and I can't pay them? And I tell them the same thing over and over again. You still have to be in gratitude for those bills that you can pay. You keep putting gratitude out because that is what shifts eventually. But I still want to comment that we can say all day long, but we still have to do the work. We have to do our inner spiritual work. And that's why I love Yandi so much in the Rohan therapy and so many different healing modalities that help us to uncover the true essence of some of those faulty thoughts or some of those thoughts that don't work in our lives that we do really have to address. We do really have to go ascend as below, so above. We sometimes have to go way down there. I shouldn't say sometimes. All the time. So we have to find out what's underneath to really rise above and feel the essence of that flow of prosperity. So share with us, Rose, some of your experiences with that.
You're 100% right, Vicki. We do need to acknowledge the goodness that we do have in our life. No matter what trauma or what we feel are negative things happening, be in gratitude for the job that you do have, even if it's you don't like it at this moment. Be in gratitude for your home, for your children, for your family. By being in gratitude, you're opening up to other gifts from the universe, and the abundance will flow in. And there's a lot of power in your thoughts and in your feelings. So if you begin to worry about the bills and the lack of money that you have, unfortunately, what you're going to do is manifest more lack and more bills, because that's what you're focusing your energy on. So be in gratitude for the money that you do have and the money for the bills that you can pay, as Vicki stated, and bring that abundance into you. Say, I am abundant. Abundance is more than just money. It's health. It's love. It's family. It's many, many things. I have abundance from the universe. I live in abundance. Not I want abundance. Even the word saying I want is saying I don't have it because I want it. You do have it. Say I have it and believe it in your heart.
Yes. And it is so powerful because at some point in my past, I took a science of mind class, and it was so incredible because the Reverend Catherine was my teacher, and she reminded me so that every thought and every feeling, but also our words are very, very powerful. And so she, you know, I would make a comment about, well, this isn't going right. And she said, well, of course it's not going right. And I said, yes. What do you mean? And she'd say, but you just said it wasn't going right, Vicki. So it is vitally important and to really, truly choose our words, really start to shift our viewpoint, shift our thoughts. And that's what Rohan and also Yandi does. And I know I get excited about it, but I have seen such transformation. And one of the other issues that I want to talk about is, and that can affect us in our finances, is when we don't really live in the heart and we don't really take care of ourselves. And I had a situation that came up personally I want to share, is it was a codependent relationship, and if I didn't take care of myself, I knew that I would be closing up my heart and my abundance in my own life would not do well. And I had to go address the issues of codependency, because codependency can just block off. And I want to talk about what codependency is to Rose, and then I'll address what I feel it is, because it is such a term. They have new terms for it. I understand there, you know, I, as a licensed attorney, I go to court a lot and I hear people say, oh, it's not called codependency anymore, but I still call it that because it indicates. But Rose, what are your thoughts on codependency and how it affects the flow of prosperity in people's lives?
Well, actually, Vicki, what I feel codependency is when you are reliant on other people, other things, situations outside of yourself for your own happiness, for your own welfare. We are all responsible for our own wellness, our own happiness, but quite often we become dependent on someone else. If only I had a husband, I would be happy. If only I had this job, I would be happy. If only I had this much money in the bank, I would be happy. Those are codependent thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, and it will stop your abundance because you're always aspiring for something outside of yourself when you, in fact, have all of it within yourself.
Yes. And so what happens is when we're looking for outside sources to fulfill us, the universe doesn't know what to do. It's like, well, what am I supposed to do? She's looking someplace else and not within herself or within himself. And so when people feel self-doubting and feelings that they can't make it within themselves or they don't have it within themselves, the universe says, okay, all right. And then that's what's so powerful about the law of attraction. It is a law. And that's why as an attorney I am so inspired, because I understand the physical laws, but I'm discovering and have for many, many years and other lifetimes, I'm sure, rediscovering them this life, the power of the spiritual laws. They, yes, the universal laws, or I should say the physical laws, they do affect us, but their laws, those physical laws in our society are because we're not following the spiritual laws. The spiritual laws direct us, and if we really connect with the law of gratitude, the like, attracts like, the law of love, And I want to really look at how the spiritual laws, if we really, really connect with them, how they can shift. And I want to look at, just for a moment, we're talking about financial prosperity, and that's such a big issue these days, Rose. People are worried about their money. And I really want to go back to that codependency, because we actually spoke with someone who was in a codependent relationship where they couldn't live their life. And I wanted to want you to share that, Rose. They couldn't live their own life and what that did to their flow of prosperity.
Well, actually, it affected this person on many, many levels. They, in this codependent relationship, felt that they needed to serve this person. So, unfortunately, they were doing more for others than they were doing for themselves. So what resulted from many years, I would say 20 years or more, of not taking care of self, resulted with health issues, one of which being depression. They had lost their joy for life because all they do is help other people and don't even know what to do with themselves. And what was very interesting is a question was asked of this individual: if you could do absolutely anything you wanted to do, what would that be? And unfortunately, she could not give an answer. And it was because she had spent so many years doing for other people, she did not know any longer what would make her happy.
Yes. And regardless of our ages, whether we're, you know, 20 years old or 85 years old, as long as we are still on this planet Earth, we have a right to fulfill our purpose. And so many times I believe that we feel like we have to please others. We have to do what others are expecting us to do, or we feel like they're expecting us to do. And so many times I have talked to so many people that feel like that they want to go off and live their life, and they want to go and do what they want to do, but they feel like that they are too guilty. Oh my gosh, I can't do that for myself. If I go do that for myself, then I would be loving myself. Oh my goodness, what a terrible thing. And the truth is, we have to love ourselves first, because we can only give to our children, to our mates, to our friends, the love that we have. And I always use an example. If Rose came to me and said, Vicki, I need to borrow a dollar. And I say, well, Rose, I only have 50 cents. I can only give Rose what I have. And so Rose is going to have to go off looking elsewhere for that other 50 cents, because she wants that dollar. And I use as an example, I hope it makes sense to others, it's just that we have to love. If I'm going to love my daughter the way that I really want her to feel loved, I got to love myself. And that is so affecting our flow of prosperity. I think we all feel like that if we just have money, everything's going to be fine. But the fact is, if we don't start to love ourselves and to flow that love into our lives, we can have all the money. Actually, the people that I have read for have plenty of money, this particular certain ones that I have, but they still don't feel that flow of prosperity. What are your feelings on that, Rose?
I have come across many individuals like that as well, Vicki. And without that self-love, if you can't love yourself, and if you don't know the love within you for yourself, how can you love anybody else? There's nothing to give anyone if you don't have it there for yourself first. And unfortunately, many women feel that it's their duty, their responsibility to help everybody else and not themselves. And then they find themselves years later totally depleted, depressed, ill. We need to love ourselves and do the things for ourselves that bring joy. And with that joy, we can give joy to others as well.
Yes. And I think it's so fascinating. I was talking with a pet psychic last night, and my little girl is also one. It's so, the love that we receive from our pets is so unconditional. It is unconditional love. And I always look to that because when we feel that love for our animals and our pets, that's the kind of love that we want to share. And I believe everybody loves to love. It's just that when we go to love, somebody rejects us and we don't know what to do with that. And if that in itself is a flow of prosperity, it affects us because we feel like sometimes, well, I can't love that person because when I love that person, they take advantage of me. But we have to go back within and we have to remember that love, it does not mean, unconditional love does not mean that we have to take abuse, nor does it mean that we have to take and belittle ourselves or do anything that hurts ourselves. It only means that we are able to love others, but we are not responsible for others. Rose, you are a dear friend of mine, but I'm not responsible for your happiness. You dearly love me as a friend, but you're not responsible for my joy or how I feel inside. And when we take that burden off of our friendships, off of our marriages, off of our relationships, even off of our work, I feel that it takes a huge burden of guilt and feelings of bad thoughts that we have that we're not unconditionally loving. So I'd love to hear from you on that.
I agree 100% with you, Vicki. What happens is we enter the world with that love, that openness, that belief that everything is beautiful and loving, and you gave an example of someone not loving you, and then you get hurt. So what do you do? You start detaching from your feelings. And as you go through the years and begin to mature, you begin to think that your feelings are not right and you don't trust them. And your experiences teach you not to trust because you get hurt. So by going into the heart and loving yourself and learning the ways to love yourself, and that's what's so powerful about the Andi and the Rohan. We can help them learn to get into their heart and love themselves and heal those past hurts and not allow those things to happen again in their life, or to recognize when they are happening and know that their buttons are being pushed, and they will know how to assist themselves.
Yes. Now, one thing I want to talk about is Rose, and on her own, she goes to a lot of different workshops. She actually does workshops herself. But I want to talk about these instant healings that occur. Have you ever seen those, Rose, where they do instant healings? And have you ever seen those? I mean, because a lot of people like that instant healing, but I have found, because I have had them myself, that I had to, the issue came back again because we never got the thoughts, the feelings, and the true understanding of how we attracted that issue that upset us deeply to begin with. And I have found that when I've had these instant healings at these workshops, boy, they feel good at the time, but I find that the issue comes back again, and then I feel even more depressed because it's like, oh my gosh, that didn't really work. But that is when I went, it's those types of issues that caused me to go into the study, the years of study that Rose and I have done, because we wanted to have more permanent healing. Now, what are your thoughts on that, Rose?
I agree with you, Vicki, as well on that. Yes, I have seen many of those very rapid healings in a workshop where someone may say, I have no happiness or joy in my life, and the healer will draw the energy out of their body, and the client will cry profusely and then feel good afterwards. But unfortunately, those rapid healings like that are very, very temporary fixes. They'll give immediate relief. Yes, the energy was drawn out, but again, the client hasn't gone into the thought or the emotions that caused that unhappiness. Why is the client truly unhappy? What emotions, what thoughts are causing that? And those are the things that need to be healed. That's the work the client needs to work with the healer on. Bring those thoughts and emotions up to the surface and heal those so there are permanent results and not temporary. Because what happens with the temporary results is maybe a month or two down the line, the client will begin to feel poorly again and say, well, that healer wasn't a good healer, and perhaps they were a very good healer. But the client will internalize and begin to feel there's something very, very wrong with themselves. What's wrong with them? They could go become despondent and in deep depression. The emotional and mental feelings and thoughts behind certain problems do need to be delved into, which Yandi and Rohan works with, psychoanalysis and other therapies out there work with as well. Our type of work works more on an energetic level with people.
Yes. Well, I just want to remind everyone that if you're in the Fort Myers area, very soon Reverend Rose is going to be having a Journey Within workshop and at her Rose Spiritual Center. And again, her phone number is 239-362-3917. And if you forget it, you know, you can just go in to BBS and you can send me an email and I'll get that phone number. So don't worry if you're in the car or something and you have your internet on. Just know that you can email BBS and we'll get that data. And also I can be reached at AskSpiritNow.com and my phone number is 770-735-2056. And we are so excited about offering these 8 quantum clairvoyance hour sessions for this wonderful price, because normally they're very, very, way up expensive, and we just felt that it would be a great service to the BBS radio listeners to be able to offer that to everyone. So I just want to invite you to call Rose if you're in this area, because she is, I think she's got a Journey Within workshop coming up very soon. Rose, do you actually have a time for that yet?
Still establishing it, but it will be by the end of this month, and the Journey Within workshop is a wonderful workshop that will help people learn how to meditate reliably and open their spiritual vision. It's great. It'll help them manifest their desires and dreams, which we were talking about, that law of attraction. What's wonderful with this workshop is they establish a sacred space within themselves where they can go and get answers and spiritual insight.
Yes, well, that is so wonderful, and it's such a wonderful service that you're giving to this area as well. And so we certainly hope to hear from you so that we will be able to provide these wonderful, wonderful quantum clairvoyance readings. Now, one other issue I wanted to talk about is how the Akashic records and past life regressions work together. When you go into a past life regression, so many times, and I've had hundreds of them, so many times I look at the life and I say, oh yeah, well I was a king or a peasant or something in another life, but I never really brought forth the gifts that I had from those lifetimes and the challenges that, and the lessons that I can learn from those lifetimes. And talk to me, Rose, about how you see how those past life regressions, as well as in the Akashic records when you look at that, can be so healing for people.
Past life regressions are extremely healing, especially for people who have fears or traumas or unresolved emotional issues that don't appear to have any basis for in this lifetime. That would typically show you that there's a problem from a past life that you brought through into this lifetime. Healing that unconscious memory, healing that problem, and obtaining soul abilities in a past life just opens the person up to just a healthy mind and body, and it aligns them spiritually, mentally, and physically, and just encourages a very balanced, healthy state of being.
Well, what do you say to people that call you Rose and they say, but I don't know that I've ever had a past life. I've never seen it. I've never felt it. I mean, I know I the people that I do past life regressions on, they typically, I just take them back and they begin to see. It's not really your imagination. And what do you do when you have past life regression clients that want to go back, but they've never been there and they question whether there really is a past life?
Well, once they go through the regression, there's absolutely no doubt in their mind that they have had a past life. In going through a regression, we pull up many memories of a particular life. If they have a particular problem, we'll ask the universe to take them to the source of that problem. But if they're not sure, then we ask the universe to take them to the lifetime that is most important for them to learn about now. And believe it or not, a belief in reincarnation or karma or spirituality is not necessary for the past life regression process to be effective. They will get a thorough examination of that lifetime, and when they come out of the regression, they will totally remember it. And I'll tell you right now, there's absolutely no way someone can make up that many details. It's very, very real and very healing.
Well, I know when I was a little girl, Rose, and everyone that's listening, my sister always told me back in 325 AD, the Council of Nicene took the reincarnation data out of the Bible, and I was so amazed by that, and I lived my life based on that, and through the years I have seen many, many, many verifications that basically in the Christian Bible that we, you know, that the America and many, many other countries live by, that it was actually taken out of the Bible. Have you heard that data as well? Because this has been long known information that it was taken out.
Actually, Vicki, I have not heard that, and I find that extremely interesting.
Yes. It was in the Council of Nicaea, and I'm not saying that I'm saying exactly correct because I do have a lot of problems with a lot of the names. But always have, probably always will. There's my law of attraction, you see. I've always said that. So there's a verification of it right there. But yes, I was taught that early on in my life and through the studies that I've done through many, many different Delphi and many other wonderful people. I have found that they also say the same thing, that it was actually taken out, because if everyone knew that they had another chance, they would not be able to be as controlled. It would not be the religions of the world could not control us because, hey, wait a minute, I messed up this life. Maybe I didn't do it quite right. Maybe I played too much. Maybe I didn't balance my karma. But at the same time, they know that they have another chance. And a lot of times, sometimes, I know I have balancing to do in my karma, and I know you probably do as well, Rose, but, yes. You know, we could talk and talk and talk, but I just want to let people know that we are probably ending pretty soon here, so we want to just remind everyone that to continue to listen in. I'm going to be on every Friday night at 9 o'clock. That's Eastern Standard Time and 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And next week I'll actually be doing readings on when you call in. So I would love to do some readings for all the people that can call in. I just love connecting with you. And I want to remind you again to call Rose if you want a reading, and especially one of these professional readings, and that's at 239-362-3917. That's in the Fort Myers, Florida area. Check in with her Journey Within workshop. And Rose, I just want to thank you so much for visiting with us today. It has just been such an honor, and I hope that you will come back at a later time and talk with us about some more beautiful spiritual conversations and information.
Vicki, I would absolutely love you. It's been an honor to be a guest, and I thank all the listeners. I felt your energies. We appreciate it. We send you light and love.
And I just want to tell everyone that whenever you have a worry or a concern or a desire, write it on a piece of paper. give it to God and take a little special container, call it your God box, and bury it or put it into the freezer or burn it. And that is a wonderful way of releasing those concerns and those worries or those desires that you have about finances, about your relationship. Just take it on a piece of paper, send it away, burn it, freeze it, and let it go. And let God take over your life. And remember to ask Spirit now, because Spirit knows the answer, and you have that in your heart. And I want to thank you all. And again, I want you to just visit with me at AskSpiritNow.com. Send me your thoughts about what we discussed about tonight. And just let me know that you're out there. And if you have any comments or anything, I just look so forward to listening to you. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you again, Rose. And I
thank
send
you.
My love out to you. And have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful evening. And I will see you next Friday. Thank you so much. Much love.